You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Geez, I tell you what, the old Hivers honeymoon of Hawke's Bay and disaster politics for the PM is long gone, isn't it? I mean, there he was, flailing away on Friday, lining up the decision on Nash for the weekend, looking to draw a line under it so by Monday, i.e. today, i.e. now, we've all moved on. Well, sorry, Chris, we haven't. Among the many weaknesses of the previous Prime Minister was her inability to instil any real discipline in her people. You could essentially rob a bank and she'd find an excuse for you. In fact, ironically, the original sin of Nash on this program, 2020, was under her watch. She knew the Solicitor General was looking at prosecuting and she must have known the Attorney General did the telling off. How come she didn't do anything at the time, eh? Because she was incapable of discipline. Hipkins is sadly clearly cut from the same cloth. Now, as much as I like Stewart, and as much as I think most of us get the fact he did what he did out of frustration, he broke the rules and broke them at least twice, if not three times. You either have rules or you don't. And in not sacking him, Hipkins become as big a villain as Nash. Hipkins is soft and or so short of proper talent, he can't afford to lose anyone. Most extraordinary part of the Hipkins explanation came when he stated that Nash claims he couldn't recall the Attorney General admonishing him for the original crime. That says either Stewart has brain fade, or David Parker's admonishments are so nondescript you might have thought you were there having a beer and a game of darts. If it's brain fade, then Hipkins' explanation that Stewart has assured him there is nothing else hiding in the closet is meaningless, given who knows what he remembers or doesn't. Anyway, the upshot is Stewart lives to operate another day, and Chris Hipkins looks like a bloke who puts up with a lot, doesn't have any talent backup, and ends up looking like his predecessor. In the grand scheme of things, of course, this doesn't shift votes. It's beltway stuff. But it does build a case that has already got several worrying pieces to it. That when it comes to leadership and being a saviour for the government in election year, old Chippy from the Hut ain't quite the rock star so many in the media fell over themselves trying to make him out to be.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.